Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, it's James Scoville, and I have a charge on my credit card for $29.99, and I'm trying to figure out what this is because I don't recognize it.
You said it was for how much, sir?
$29.99.
Your first and last name, please.
James Scoville.
Scoville.
S-C-O-V-I-L-L-E.
S-C-O-V-I-L-L-E. All right. For security purposes, please verify your address for me, Mr. Scoville.
It could be my office or my home, but my office is 248 South Highway 55. Price, Utah, 84501.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So, Mr. Scoville, I do see here that you have the foot massager. The foot massager was a free gift from ScreamDiscountSupplies.com. Now, with that free gift, if not declined, or canceled within the first 48 hours of ordering that foot massager, you are automatically enrolled into their monthly subscription, where they do provide you with a $125 $125 virtual gift card, as well as access to their account, to their website monthly. Now, with that monthly subscription, it does have that subscription price. Typically, the subscription price is $49.99, but I'm seeing here that you are on the discounted rate of $29.99.
Can I cancel that? I really don't want that.
I
don't want to do any kind of a subscription.
Yes, sir. So I'll go ahead and get that subscription canceled for you. Once the account is canceled, of course, you wouldn't receive any more charges. Excuse me, I apologize for that. Of course, you wouldn't receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more or have access to that account or those vouchers going forward, okay?
Okay. Another question. Can we get this refunded since I have never used the subscription?
Now, typically, all monthly subscriptions are final charge. However, what I can do is issue a 35% courtesy refund of the $29.99.
I could always report the problem to my credit card, and they might just cancel the whole thing out.
Okay. Now, it is showing here that you entered, that you did agree to the terms and conditions, which does make those charges valid, Mr. James. What I can do is provide you with my employee discount, which is a 50%.
All right. I can live with that.
Okay. Bear with me one moment.
I guess I'm not going to accept any more gifts.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say don't accept any gifts, but if you do, make sure that you read those terms and conditions thoroughly, especially before agreeing.
Fine print that I can't hardly read. Yet that's what you're talking about?
Well, it's not necessarily small, because once you click on the terms and conditions, it fills the whole screen.
I understand, but you understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Of course.
Kind of pisses me off that people do the tricky things. Because that's bullshit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you've read every single terms and conditions that you
definitely have. Definitely not. Definitely not. And I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. James, I learned my Listen, I have. When they say, I remember as being a child, my mom say, anything you sign or anything you agree to, make sure you read it. And I have gotten burned for not reading. So I definitely, of course, you know, now that I'm older, I definitely, you know now, Samaya, make sure you read those terms and conditions. I had got, and I'm not going to say you got off easy, Mr. James, but I got for like $390 once trying to do a credit repair, supposed to $12, and they skimmed me.
But you understand that they do bury those in
yeah.
30 pages of...
Yeah.
30 pages to find out that they're going to charge you. That's crazy.
Now, what I do, because, you know, of course, I have the black heading on everything. I just scroll and make sure I don't see anything about trials. You know, I skim over it. Of course, I don't read all of it, but I just skim through making sure I don't see anything about charging future charges, things of that nature, because then I'm like, oh, no. But I did go ahead and get you canceled out, as well as got that 50% refund issued back to the account. Now, with the refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account, but I did go ahead and issue everything back on my end for you today. And, Mr. James, you will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now that confirms both the cancellation as well as that refund back to your account.
Okay.
All right, well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Mr. James, have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.